This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. Migrants arriving in Denver continue to end up on city streets. Denverite's Kevin Beatty reports a city council member went out yesterday to see how many children are sleeping outside.
The sidewalk is full of people. A city council member, Amanda Sandoval, visits a long row of tents. She and her staff counted 38 kids sleeping here on Wednesday, most who timed out of a city-operated hotel across the street.
I wish we could go to the U.S. Mint and print more money. We can't. And so we are doing everything we can.
Mayor Mike Johnson has said he needs cash from the federal government to address this properly. Sandoval said she and her colleagues will divert money from their office budgets to help out. And she hopes to create an organization that will coordinate volunteers waiting for direction. Kevin Beatty, Denverite.
Former Mesa County Clerk Tina Peters has filed a lawsuit in seeking to ban the government from conducting criminal proceedings against her. CPR's Benta Berklin has more.
Much of the lawsuit centers on the charges that Peters illegally tampered with Mesa County's voting equipment months after the 2020 election in search of voter fraud. Peters alleges that everything she did was within her legal authority and that the government is unlawfully retaliating against her for exercising her constitutional rights. Her trial on 10 state charges is slated to begin next year, and federal authorities have acknowledged they're investigating her as well. I'm Benta Berklund, CPR News.
COVID cases are up in Colorado. The state reports 244 people in the hospital with confirmed cases. That's up from last week. About 100 Coloradans died from coronavirus last month. Reports to Colorado's anonymous student reporting system, Safe to Tell, were up nearly 40% in October. That's up slightly compared to the same time last year and from September. For the third consecutive month, bullying is the top reported category. Other reports included suicide threats and school complaints. Officials say only 3% of reports turn out to be false reports meant to hurt someone else.